morning, everybody. I can't believe that this is the last Friday Seder for this man, which everybody in the room is Shana Bet, so we'll have to find some new recruits. The truth is, I sort of blame myself that towards the end of usually in Adar I sponsor bagels and cream cheese on Friday Seder, and I get more Shalom guests to come, but I just have not gotten around to it. But really going to miss you guys, and you guys have all did amazing this year, certainly last year, but you guys, looking around the room, seeing the accomplishments and the level of Hasmada and your Shemayim, that I see in this room is just really remarkable. And Baruch Hashem, you guys have been great, and I'm very, very confident that you guys will continue to grow as tremendous B'nai Torah and tremendous Talmidei Chachamim, and wherever you go after Pesach. And looking forward to the next Erev Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, Yom Purim. Purim is a day, and obviously Rabbi Schneider mentioned it, and I mentioned it again last week, that everything you've, sort of collected and absorbed and internalized over the last few months can really become solidified in a very big way on Purim next week. So I saw, the truth is, I listened to the shiur that I gave 4 years ago, and I actually found it in Matoka Or, in the name of the Brisker Rav. An amazing question that I'm sure many of you didn't think of, but perhaps you should have thought of. In this week's parasha, when it discusses the dedication of the Mishkan and the Yimei HaMiluim, the pasuk tells us in Perek Chavtes Lamentes, Es HaKeves HaEchod Ta'aseh V'Bokeh V'Es HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Bin Arbayim. Right, they brought the Keves, one Keves in the morning and one Keves in the afternoon. Now, it sounds awfully familiar to the pasuk that many of us hopefully do say every day. We say the Korban Tavit, but there's one letter off. And in the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, which we say every day by the Korban Tavit, it says, "Es hakeves echod taseh babokev, es hakeves hasheni taseh ben arbayim," without the hay. So the Brisker Rav explains what's the difference. Why in this pasuk, that by the Meham Meluim, the dedication of the Mishkan, it says "Es hakeves ha echod," whereas in the pasuk in Pinchas it says "Hakeves echod." So the Brisker Rav explains that by the Yimei HaMiluim, when you're starting out the Mishkan, you gotta do it right. There are no mistakes, there are no mess ups, and therefore it's a keves ha'echad taseh b'boker, because you can't, if you don't bring the tamid in the morning by the Yimei HaMiluim, by the dedication of the Mishkan, so then you can't continue on to the Bein Harbayim. When it comes to the building of the Mishkan, it has to be the consistency and the order has to be perfect. Masha'en Kain, however, after the consecration, the dedication of the Mishkan, on a daily basis, it's okay. It's a keres echo taseh b'bokev, it's a keres hasheni taseh ben harbayim. Then it's okay. If you miss the Korban Tumid in the morning, you can make it up. And that's, we know that's where Tashlum and Shemoneh Esrei comes from. We see a tremendous yisod. When you're building it, when you're starting out, it's got to be perfect. Later on, if there's a mistake, if there's a mess up, you can correct it. It's important to note that the Medrash asks the question, what's the most important pasuk in the Torah? And the first Medrash, I believe, says Shema Yisrael. And I think the Medrash says V'hafta, I think, or V'hafta Echad Kamocha. And the Medrash concludes that the most important, the most significant pasuk in the Torah is Es HaKeves Echad Ta'aseh B'Bokev, Es HaKeves HaSheni Ta'aseh Ben Arbayim. Bring the Talmud in the morning, bring the Talmud in the afternoon. Who in the world, who in the right mind would have thought the most significant pasuk in the Torah? It's a pasuk about bringing a korban in the morning, a korban in the afternoon. But it's a tremendous yisod in life that there's no way to be a proper Jew unless you have consistency. Right? We know certainly in Lahavdil Alfa Adolos in sports, actually listening to this, and I've said it over many of times, it's also based on a yisod that I read years ago about like the post-Yom Tov blues that mamash struck me. Right? A person goes through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, he's mamash flying. Great, and then he feels like, oh, and it's cheshvan. Like, what do you do in cheshvan? We once said in Vort that mar cheshvan, not doesn't mean bitter, but mar means like the Mr. Month. Like, it's the most cheshvan month. Why? Because it's the real litmus test of who you are. A person can be on a high level in cheshvan, the one holiday, the one month without any holidays at all. So then you know that he's mamish holding. And lahavdil elf alfei hevdalos. What is it? What, you know, in when it comes to sports, right? There are plenty of, right? Okay, let's see the Chicago guys in the room, right? Would anybody in their right mind think that they'd rather Steve Kerr on their team over Charles Barkley? Like, I'm dating myself over here. But of course not. If you're picking teams, you would certainly take Charles Barkley over Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr won, I don't know how many rings, I don't know how many championships. Yeah, that's true, but he was, you know, it was once in a while. But a guy like Charles Barkley, whose overall career averages were very, very high, of course, consistently you take him. And I would imagine, I'm not sure, but I imagine Charles Barkley is probably in the Hall of Fame. Or Karl Malone, I think Karl Malone, did he end up winning a championship in the end? Or John Stockton, right? You take John Stockton, I'm sure he went again into the Hall of Fame. And Steve Kerr did it, you know, no offense to the Chicago guys. But the point is that consistency is above all else. Really, consistency means everything. That's why that pasuk is so important. But you see from here, this diuk of the Briskerov, it's a kavza echad. When you're starting, you may have miluim, but you're dedicating the Mishkan, you can't make, there's no tashlum, there's no makeup. It's got to be perfect. But over, through, but once the Mishkan is up and running, so if you miss the Tamad Bein Bavoker, you can make it up. Also, a very interesting story in the Gemara Megillah. Maybe you're familiar with it. And the Chav Chesim and Aleph, Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Nechunya Agodol, the Meher After Yomim, why do you have such a long life? And his Talmidim, his Avadim, were perturbed. Hey, you're giving our Rebbe an Ayin Hara? You're asking him why he had long life? And he started chasing him. And Rabbi Kiva ran up, and climbed up the tree. And he said to them, what's pshat in the pasuk? It says in Parshas Pinchas, Es ha-keves echad taseh voker. So if it's keves is singular. Echad is singular. Why in the world did the pasuk say es ha-keves echad? It makes no sense. And Rabbi Nechunya Agadol told his avadim, let him go. He's a Talmud Chacham. And the question is, he asked an obvious question. Es ha-keves echad taseh voker? Keves and echad are both singular. Why in the world did you ask? Of course, it's a regular question. Anybody who's somewhat learned should ask that question, right? Because he said that's the Keves Echad, that's the reason why he's a Talmud Chacham. So Rabbi Nechunya explained to the Talmud, no. That what's happening over here is that as the Keves Echad, the Tzedukim took everything literally, they held that even a Yachid could bring the Korban Talmud. Why? Because it says that it's Keves Echad, right? So they learned something out from as the Keves Echad. If he's going ahead and he's asking, why does it say as the Keves Echad, that implies that he holds that a singular person can't. And I believe the Gemara, I'm not sure if the Gemara or the Sefer Drash V'Iyun says the reason how we know that a singular person cannot bring a korban talmid is because towards the end of the pasuk it says es korbani lachmi lishai tishmuru. You have to guard it, tishmuru. You have to guard it, and that's plural. And therefore, you know that the korban talmid can only be brought by a tzibur. But the key is that the reason why it was so significant that he said, asked the question es hakeves echad, right, is because the question really comes down to as a keves echad. That as a keves echad would imply that if he was a tzuki, he would hold that what? That he can bring it. The echad means I can bring it. And in fact, he asked the question over there, shows it's superfluous, and showed that he's not a tzuki, and that's why they're able to take him down. And also, the Briskerov, the reason why he didn't ask from Parshas Tetzaveh is because ha echad, because their ha echad is teaching me something. Their ha echad is teaching me, like we just explained, that you're not allowed to skip the Korban Talmid in order to get the Korban Talmid Shabbat Arbaim by the Mei Hamiluim. So that's one you sowed in different diukim in the pasuk. If you notice, the previous pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, which is the beginning of that Shishi, Zeh Tasel Mizbech Kvosim Neshnot Shnayim Layom Talmid. Shnayim Layom Talmid. So the Sefer Pardes Yosef brings in the Gon Milisa. Not exactly sure it is. But he said that there's a remez to this, to the following idea from the last few words of that pasuk. It says, Shnayim Layom Tamid. Two things, every day, consistency. So what does he say? He says the Ramah starts off with, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Shivisa Hashem L'Negdi, Tamid. That's one Tamid. That what? Shnayim Layom Tamid. Every single day you need to have Tamid. You need to have what? You need to have Shavisi Hashem Summit. A person has to live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu in front of him at all times. And we all know the Ramah finishes off Orach Chaim with the following words that are in Hilchos Purim. Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Again, that the Ramah took the remnants of this pasuk, Shnayim Layom Tamid, to begin and end Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, which is a guide for life, for daily life, mamish daily life. The only way to do it is to live. You know, we hear stories of Shneimen Zatzal. We know that that's what we were all aspiring to do, to mamish live in a way, in a feeling, and in a hargosha, that we're in front of Hashem at all times. But mitzad sheni, that could be petrifying sometimes. Whoa. So live mamish in front of Hashem? Is that how you talk in front of Hashem? Is that how you learn in front of Hashem? Is that how you act in front of Hashem? It's very petrifying. But it's that shady. Totally mishtatamin. Person has to be b'simcha. Person has to feel simcha. And the Paradis Yosef also says another thing. He says, there's two other talmids that a person should keep in mind every day. Summit. I place God in front of me at all times. And as David Melach says, Chatosi Negdi Summit. And this also marumas in the words Shnaim Leom Tumid. And you know, unfortunately, not unfortunately, because many guys are Baruch Hashem doing great and going on to great places. But the time in Yeshiva Torah Shraga is really winding down. Right, 2 weeks from now is the Sva Shabbaton. If I'm not mistaken, after the Sva Shabbaton, Yeshiva's probably ending. We're going into Ben Azmanim, which I shall point out. In Torah Judaism, we don't call it Chofesh, right? Chofesh means to be free, right? It's Ben Azmanim, it's between the Zmanim. There's no such thing as Chofesh. We don't call it Chofesh. We call it Ben Azmanim, we're going to Ben Azmanim. Because you know, a Ben Torah is never off, because you have two Tomids. You have Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Tomid, and you have Tov Lev Mishnah Tomid. So just listening to what I said 40 years ago, and there's a story about Rav Yaakov Galinsky Zatzal. And it was like 2 years after he passed away. I remember seeing him. He used to daven. He used to live in Bnei Brak. He davened by Letterman. Every time we went to the Letterman show, Rukhaim Kineski, Shlito Daven, we used to meet him. And he was once on a bus. He was once on a bus. The bus was, as Rabbi Yudin's father wrote, what seemed to be a not yet from Jew. Not yet from. And he wanted to engage Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, Zatzal, in conversation. He said, I think Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky asked him, you know, what's your red line? What red line don't you cross? So the red line I don't cross is, I'm always a Yid. I'm always a Jew. I'll never, you know, give up that feeling of a Jew. So Yaakov Galinsky told him the following story. He told him that when he was in the Novartik, apparently the yeshiva had some issues with the land registry, where they were located, and Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky had a koach hadibur, he was very eloquent, he was able to speak well, so they sent him to, like, the land registry to work out all the problems, and he traveled, I don't know how far, but he traveled quite a distance to go to the land registry and try to work out and negotiate what was going on. And he got there, and apparently it was closed and it was locked, and he wasn't able to get in. Fine. On the way back, he stopped in a town. And when he was passing through this town, the mayor was at this town square, and he was talking to the people in the town square. And he was saying that Hitler, Yimach Shemo, was on his way. And we know that he is ruthless, and he's just going to pile drive through our town and continue on Poland. And the mayor said, if we don't stand up for our town and give him a serious fight, so he's going to continue on and he's going to destroy all of Poland, whatever, wherever it was, whatever, Poland. So we have to fight really, really hard, because we're not just protecting our town, we're also fighting for the entire country. And that's what Yaakov Galinsky heard. And when Yaakov Galinsky went back to Novartik, so he told the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, I apologize, I wasn't able to accomplish anything in the land registry, but I heard a tremendous yisod in life from this mayor that I passed through. I heard this story about this town that they were the front line, so to speak, you know, against Hitler. And they understood, the mayor understood that if he's not successful in overcoming and suppressing Hitler's attack, then it's going to be bad news for the entire country. And he said, that's the way it is in life. There's no such thing, if his red line is, I want to stay Jewish, it's not like, okay, I can give up on the first few issues, the first few problems that come in my life, but when it gets to my Judaism, my identity, my Jewish identity, right? What does Jewish identity mean? Unfortunately, it just means I'm Jewish, right? But there's so much more that a person needs to do. And in life, a person has to realize that those small nisyonos, the little times, the little cracks in the armor, that we let in the Yetzirah, we say, you know, a little bit later to Shacharit, a little bit later to Seder, a little bit less to Smoda, a little, you know, I can say a bad word about somebody, a little bit here, a little bit there. So, you're right. It's not necessarily going to, you know, compromise your Jewish identity, but, again, the muscle is pretty clear. If you don't stand strong at the first battle, at the first Nisayon that comes your way, so, it's going to be very... very, very hard, because the Yetzirah, we know, it has momentum. We know if we leave Torah, if you leave Torah for a day, it goes for 2 days. And I think there's no more important message And the idea of a Malik also, right? They cooled us off. And we left. What's the whole idea of a Malik? When we were leaving Mitzrayim, we were mamash on a high. The whole world is enamored by the Jewish people. And they said, this is what a Malik represents. Let's show them. Let's cool off that hot bath. And that's what happens. You guys are all flying, Baruch Hashem. Your mom has been in yeshiva and your slime for months on end. The hasmada that I've seen from you guys, the midas that I've seen from you guys, amazing, amazing, amazing. But if we're not going to be totally consistent, if we're not going to realize that the red line should be every single nisun that comes our way, so then we can end up in trouble, right? Just like that demarshal that we spoke about, the guy by Hitler. And I think that this is the reason. I mean, this pasuk. As a kevesh hasheni tased ben harbayim is so alive and real, and like I always like my I think my motto and my message has been over the last few months. I think based on the shmooze last week, also the idea that you're not going to miss out, right? Oh, you know, let me give it a little bit over here. Let me not. It's okay. No, you never say such a thing if you're being paid per hour. You never say, oh, you know, let me take it easy in my avodas Hashem. If you saw dollars and cents, mamash, right in front of you, that your employer, that your boss was looking at everything you did. Obviously, yes, it's hard. There's no question about it, it's hard. But a person has to have that be cognizant and aware of the reality. And that's going. That's what Amalek said. It's okay. It's cool. They're not on such a high level. This Rav Yeager, right, he quoted Rav Hutner yesterday, a tremendous Rav Hutner, right? And he said that Yom Kippur is tshuva and saying I'm going to do better in the future. And part of the idea is that I'm going back and saying, yes, I was great. I was doing tshuva in the past. What does it mean, tshuva in the past? That I really internalized how great my actions were. So if a person really internalizes, guys, you're amazing. Your mom is, you did amazing work here. Amazing work in the Yeshiva Torah Shraga last year and three quarters. Your mom has learned, you grew. And you're on a very, very high madrega. And don't forget that. And you may be exposed to certain challenges and certain things out there in the world that say, it'll fade away. And Nebuch, so many people, and I believe, I actually should have said this also, the Gemara and Sukkah, most of us have not gotten to there, right? Lost the Lovo, right? The Tzaddikim are going to be crying, and they can see the Sholei Tzahara, and the Tzaddikim are going to be crying, and the Rishonim are going to be crying. And the Rishonim are going to be crying, why? Because it's going to look like a thin strand. They didn't realize, oh, if I would have just... Oh, it was such a small thread. A thread. It was such a small string. I could have done it. I could have. And Mahamash could have done it. And the tzaddik, he's going to cry. He's crying because he was able to overcome it. And it was really such a thick rope. It was such a difficult... Everything was so difficult. Rabbi, if you just push through, you really, really, every single day... And maybe I'll push it again like I did many weeks ago. I think it's a very, very commendable thing to start learning, reading, saying, Yigeres HaRamban once a week. We know, of course, there's a school for tefillah, but if a person reads every week, that a person should do a cheshbon and nefesh every morning and every night. If a person reads once a week, that he should, whenever he gets them from learning, he should remember. And if a person reads, he should talk to everybody, benachas. If a person reads, the other big yisod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's giving him anything he has. If he has wealth, if he has wisdom, everything, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't look down on anybody. You get those yisodos. And a person, the other big yisod that certainly comes out of Gerson Ramban, that he should clear his head before davening. See, davening, so if you look at the Gerson Ramban once a week, and you, okay, reading it is certainly good, learning it, contemplating it once a week, you mamish incorporate your ben olam chavero, your ben olam lakom, you're learning, your cheshbon and nefesh, and you remind yourself once a week, you know what? I am an high madriga. I could do this. And your mom is, and you live by that. Then, hopefully, then every single day you have consistency. And listen, life is certainly a marathon. And throughout the marathon, there's bumps, and there's bruises, and there's challenges, and there's difficulties. But if a person keeps his eye on the prize, like one of the rabbis said this past year, your mom is stay consistent and stay focused your entire life. Then we can manage beat out a Malik who wanted to cool us down, and we can stay on fire. And you can all be zocher to stay on fire and fire, and continue to be bnei aliyah kol yimei chayecha. Have a good Shabbos.